Yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage calling from the pearly gates, brother. Yeah, freak out, Tom. What I want to know is, who is your favorite professional wrestler of all time, brother? Tell me who and tell me why. And if you don't pick the Macho Man, well, let me tell you what, brother, I'm going to turn into one of those orbs, yeah. And I'm going to float around your house. Dig it!
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Hey, it's morning, all right. Boogeyman, you know what? There ain't no fucking parade. Ain't no fucking parade.
I'm sorry, San Jose.
Yeah, sorry, San Jose. Shit. Fucking. I don't know. Hey, I just remember someone saying they were like the Warriors of ice hockey. And the one thing, those Warriors got a few rings.
Yeah, that was weird. And, you know, I thought they. You know what? I honestly thought that they had it this year. I thought that they just had this magical run. They had the players in place there. You know, playing right at the right time. And fucking Blues played them really, really, really well.
Fucking took them out.
Yeah, took them out. And so I've been saying this for 20 plus years now. There's always next year.
Hey, they'll probably make the playoffs.
I mean, I know that for sure. So I can at least, you know, I don't have to really watch the regular season. I can just pick up.
They don't have that problem.
What about those fucking Warriors? They got to go on the road
to Toronto
to start that finals. It's a little different for them.
They're a good team though on the road.
I don't think that to the Warriors it don't matter. They can say they'll play seven games in Toronto. Yeah. They don't give a shit. It's just basketball for them. You got to remember with the Warriors, they've all been here before. You know, this stage is nothing new to them. This adversity is nothing new to them. Toronto, this is all new. Maybe not Kawhi Leonard, but to everybody else.
Yeah. Hey, that guy Leonard's pretty good.
He's fucking fantastic.
He's.
I hope he stays in Toronto. You know, they deserve a guy like that. You know.
You know, I always wonder, like, now the Warriors got to go to Toronto, right? What if you had a DUI?
You can't get in.
What are they going to do? If one of the players, I'm sure there's some players in the NBA who have a DUI. Come on.
A few? Shit. I bet you there's one on every team.
There has to be.
One on every team. Hey, I'm not playing tonight, so what am I going to do when I get out of here? Well, see, I didn't have to play tonight. Didn't work up a sweat. I'm going to go have me a few drinks.
Well, shit, who was it? Ron Artest? He used to drink Hennessy.
Halftime.
Metal
War Peace.
Yeah.
Tober said he drank a beer at halftime one
time. Yeah, I remember hearing that. That's when he played with the Clippers. Fuck, that's enough to make you drink.
That's true.
Shit.
It's the only way you get through the game.
Oh,
better
man.
Than being up there in the glove with good old Blake Griffin. Hey, Clippers shipped his ass out. Hey, you think you got it bad here? Send you up there.
Just being in fucking Detroit's a fucking armpit.
Oh, it is.
Can't even drink the water.
The water's
sorry.
So Florida's worst place is Detroit number two, or you got Detroit on top in Florida?
Oh, Detroit's definitely number one.
Really?
Yeah, that's a fucking...
It's closer to Canada.
That's a shithole, you know.
Everything out there is dirt cheap because there's no jobs out there.
No, there ain't nothing. I mean, you know, I mean... the steel industry is over.
The motor ain't running.
They came up with aluminum. But yeah, fuck Detroit, man. I went through Detroit, man. It was... I mean... cars sitting on the side of the fucking road on garbage cans.
Damn.
Do you remember when Detroit won the ring a few years back?
Pistons?
With Wallace?
With Rasheed. And
Rasheed.
Well,
Wallace.
When they did
Chauncey Billups.
When they did their opening, you know, like you always have the opening that you're the champion now, whatever. You know what they did on their opening, dude? Where they're showing it up on the big screen, you know, and they had the music on. Fucking garbage cans on fire. Welcome to Detroit. Shit. Oh, man, we don't have street lights. We have garbage cans on fire.
Fuck, man. That's a tough city, man.
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
They lit that sky. I guess what, before they shut down the steel, it was a pretty good city or something?
Oh, it was probably one of the biggest in the United States. Fuck, Ford.
Competing with Chicago?
Chicago!
Yeah. You know, I mean,
Chicago. No, it was a big city. It had Ford. Yeah, it had GM.
Yeah.
It was popular.
In fact, Ford is still... Fuck, they own the Detroit Lions.
Really?
Ford does.
Ford Stadium, right?
Yeah.
Ford Field.
Yeah, are there anybody in that fucking stadium?
Hey, they fill it out, but they're like the... Remember in Madden?
They all dress up like cars.
Remember in Madden how you could play with a historic team, so you can play a team that like in the 70s went like 12-2 or something like that? The Lions' best record was like, I think, 8-8 or 7-9 for the longest time. And they had an 0-16 team.
Poor Barry was stuck on that team.
Oh, man. I don't blame him for retiring when he did.
Oh, fuck yeah, man. You get tired of losing. What could be worse, man? Winning too much or never win.
He was a part of that magical 8-8 season. So, yeah. I remember watching the Lions always getting their ass whooped by the 49ers growing up. Well, I mean, everybody in general, but.
Yeah.
But no, but Detroit was huge. Detroit was huge. Eminem, man. 8 Mile.
Only get one shot
eating that mom spaghetti.
Wham, bam, sweaty.
Wham, bam, can of ham.
I liked Eminem, man.
So do I.
Yeah.
You know, Marshall Mathers.
I liked when he talked about his mama. What are you going to write a song about? I'm going to write one about my mother, man. And it ain't going to be pretty.
Living in a trailer park.
Fuck.
Oh,
part
man.
Of the Arapaho tribe at night. Shit.
I think a lot of people forget that the Pistons even won an NBA championship.
And that was when, too, they had that, when the fans came on the field, when Ron Artest went up to the
Malice
stand.
At the Palace.
That was in Detroit.
Malice at the Palace, Pacers and Pistons.
Remember Jermaine O'Neal's punch?
Yeah.
Jermaine O'Neal's like 6'10".
It didn't even, like... It was a sissy punch.
But, he hit him clean.
Yeah.
And it just... That guy just flew.
Can you imagine for the rest of your life you're walking around the street? Hey, you're the dude who got knocked out by Jermaine O'Neal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I remember watching that with my pops. I was laying on the couch and he was sitting in the chair, and all of a sudden you see Ron Artest laying on the bench, you know. Fucking, here comes the cup of something or water or whatever.
It was beer.
Or beer, and then he just shot up into the stands, and I'm like, shit, here we go.
He came on the Mike Tyson podcast, and he was interesting.
That's because he became world peace. Sell that fucking ring. I'm world peace now.
You know, it's amazing.
Did you see when the Lakers won? And, you know, you get up and say something, you know, thank God, thank this, thank anything, man. You know, and he gets up and it's his turn to talk. Dude, they couldn't get his ass off the fucking the stadium thing, man. He kept talking and rattling on about fucking nothing. And it's funny, man. It was pretty funny.
Just bullshitting.
Oh, man. I liked him, though, man. He, that motherfucker.
Drinking that Hennessy, man.
He was a crazy motherfucker.
It was pretty, I believe it was pretty early in the third quarter, I want to say, after that whole brawl broke out. Probably had a couple shots and then said,
who would you want to have to face? Fucking Artez, who's not dealing with a full deck? or fucking Rodman.
Talking about the worm?
The worm. Hey, when the worm played, he was the defensive player for, I don't know, like 8 years in a row, something like that.
Hey, the worm is a dark arts player,
for sure.
Anyone that marries yourself. Oh, man. Oh, I want to fuck. No, I want you to suck my dick. No, I want to fuck. I want you to suck. Okay, I'll suck my dick.
And then goes to North Korea?
Oh, man. to visit Wong Chan over there, man.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, that's really hilarious.
Then comes back and says, not such a bad guy.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Remember he made a movie? Was it with Jean-Claude Van Damme, yeah, Double Team?
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that in the theaters.
Oh, I did too. Oh. It was like...
Was it a drive-in? Because mine was.
I don't even remember now, dude. I still love those drive-ins.
Ooh. Dude, you know what I watched over the weekend was fucking Teen Wolf. First time I ever seen it. Boy.
Oh, man.
I was laughing my ass off. When Styles, one of the dudes, goes to that party, he draws a name out of the hat, and, you know, they're going to do a little something. And he draws one up, and he goes, "Help me, Rhonda." And I jumped, dude.
That's a trip. That guy got that for me.
You remember that part? You remember that one, that him saying it?
I remember seeing the movie, but I don't remember that.
You don't remember that part?
The only reason, I ain't going to say who Rhonda, how I got Rhonda. But.
Help me.
Help me. Yeah. Hey, the Beatles even said, "Help me, Rhonda."
That's right.
Help me,
that's
Rhonda.
That's right.
Help me get
Rhonda. So I wonder where original came from, because we got Rhonda Rousey. We got this Teen Wolf. You got, what do you call it, the Beatles. Maybe Help Me Rhonda goes deeper.
It could. It really could.
Could be part of that dark arts, man.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you.
Rondarts.
Rondarts.
This, the Teddy Bear's Picnic.
Title of this pod.
Oh, man. It's a song. I think it's from the 20s. Dude, Dave, I got this piece of artwork at home. Anthony's seen it. It's the Teddy Bear's Picnic. And it's all these bears, you know, they're dancing around the trees and getting ready to have a picnic. And it leaves you to your imagination. What are they eating for the picnic?
Right.
You know.
What would be in the bear's picnic basket?
Hey, fucking bear eats anything.
Anything.
He's still around, you know. That's a big animal to survive the amount of time.
Man.
You know, a lot of animals didn't make it with their habitats and whatever, but they learned.
They wasn't kicking him off the boat. I'll throw Jesus off the boat first before I go. Shit, what? I'm a brown bear.
I'm a brown bear.
Got my ass on a fucking flag, motherfucker.
He already knew, too. Because especially since, you know, Noah's Ark was way before California. The bear already knew. I'm going to be on a flag someday, motherfuckers.
I'm going to be on a fucking flag, man.
Yeah, one of the richest states of the world.
Shit.
Yeah, you got to remember, though, California's in a lot of debt, too, so.
But what does that mean? I mean, what, China owns all our debt? We're never going to pay it back, right?
We're never going to pay it anyway. Who gives a fuck?
What, how does that work?
What are you going to do? You going to come and take it from me? come and try and take it. You know? I mean, it's crazy. Oh, shit.
Did you see what happened in Japan?
Yeah. What did they get?
That didn't go well. Too well. What was Japan thinking of bombing the fleet on
any day?
No, when they attacked Pearl Harbor, what was their train of thought? Oh yeah, we're just gonna hit these motherfuckers, and we're just gonna stand there.
Well, because Hawaii was in between Japan and the United States, so
it was the middle.
Take out that transport right there.
Okay,
right.
And but we're just gonna fucking...
All they did—they talk about it all the time. They call it waking the sleeping giant or sleeping bear. That's what they called it because
the bear's picnic.
Well, you got to remember
it's coming out from hibernating.
You got to remember the United States tried to stay out of that war as long as they possibly could.
Fuck, they could have went and helped London. Yeah. I mean, shit. Who would be more worried about, fucking Hitler or the guy from Japan? You know, that's all. I mean, who knows? I mean,
the war machine.
I mean, if I was running the world back then or at any time, if I came to your house because you weren't acting right and had to straighten things up. When I left your house, you know, be flying at your house, my flag.
It's got a bear on it.
And you ain't, you don't, you
it's
do,
got a fucking bear
you
on
do
it.
What the bear says, or otherwise, I'm about to kill you. End of story.
End of story.
Kill you, kill your family. I don't give a fuck who I kill. You know, but the bear's staying.
But the bear's staying.
You know, Genghis Khan had a pretty good run at it. You know, there's always been someone trying to take over the world, huh?
Fuck yeah. It's, I mean, it's, why not? If you can, you know, if you can go out there and tell a million people that you're Jesus Christ, you know, and join up, $9.95. I'll build a home office in Hawaii and let's go take over the world. But fuck yeah, you know, that's all through history, you know. And that's a tough thing to do.
I mean,
especially back in those days, they didn't even have a car.
Right. You know, they were on a horse.
On a horse, man. Shit, when are we getting to China? Oh, September. You know, it's fucking January now.
Well, let's see. It's January now. Yeah, you figure, you know, got to stop eating all this. Bowl. Yeah, it's really September. Yeah.
Somebody's got to go to the bathroom or something. You know. Shit. Yeah, traveling back then wouldn't have been a whole lot of fun.
No.
Yeah, no camper shell.
I played the Oregon Trail. I know what it's like.
Yeah,
I always drowned.
I played the second one.
I always drowned. I would never ever pay to float that thing across the river. I always walk.
Sometimes
it.
You get away with it.
Sometimes you do. It's a gamble. You know, it's a gamble.
It's 50-50 chance.
Risky that's, business.
Yeah.
What do you do too? You travel for all it because that started. Didn't the trail start in St. Louis? I think the Oregon Trail started in St. Louis.
Somewhere out there.
Somewhere in one of the flyover states.
Oh.
It's a game you're trying to get from one point to the other point, and you get to pick certain characters and things like that. Like you can pick a doctor or a banker or different things.
You heard of it before, the Oregon Trail?
Well,
the real one, not the game.
I thought
that was just the game. Is there a real Oregon Trail?
Yeah, there's a real Oregon Trail.
That's how they got to fucking. They missed California and went to fucking Oregon.
The bear's over here.
Bear's down here a little bit.
Fucking idiots.
He went to where it rains.
Oh, fuck yeah. Probably across the highest point of the
Rockies.
The Rockies, too, you know.
That John Denver's
But hey, I remember now, those one guys, they sort of fucked up, man. Didn't make it in time.
Who was that?
The Donner Boys.
Donner Boys. Oh, shit.
They said they missed out, like, in, it was only like a couple days. You know, they stopped, and it was like a light snow, and they said, this is what they think. The next day, they probably would have made it over the pass, but they waited, they saw the snow, waited, and then I guess like by 3 or 4 days, I'm looking at Charlie over there. Yeah, Charlie looked like he could be Thanksgiving dinner.
Would you eat somebody if you had to survive?
Fuck yeah.
No problem, not even thinking about it?
I wouldn't even think about it, man. I just, I mean, where do you start at? You know?
It's got to go for the thigh, right?
Fuck, I don't
know. I mean, you said without a question, so
right?
I mean, you got a
point.
I would, I'd probably go for, where do you think is the tenderest part of your body? I'd say your ass.
Right.
You know, your ass don't do nothing.
Unless you
don't work. Don't do nothing but sits.
Unless you're in porn.
Yeah. You know, well.
And they do all kinds of things to that ass.
Shit.
I've seen the videos.
But that's probably, you know, what, you know, I mean.
I don't know. It's hard to imagine for me.
Hey, let me tell you what, when you see, I've been eating that fucking oak tree for the last week.
Right.
I don't know, it's just...
And never eaten bark. How long can you drink bark soup? They had plenty of water. He had water up the ass, but no food.
You better fucking get a bow and arrow.
Fuck, dude, what are you gonna hunt?
Throw a fish pole out there. There's a river up there.
Oh man, I bet they fucking were in that. I think they were fishing every fucking day. What do you do when you only catch one fish and there's 10 people?
Ooh.
You take the fish back and share it? Fuck
nope.
No.
Do you even cook it?
Hell no, eat that motherfucker raw, man. Scales and all.
You ever eat raw?
You ever
fish?
Come back with your fucking fins hanging on your fins. Tongue? What you got in your mouth? Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, that's a toughie, boy, when you're starving.
You ever been on a stretch where you haven't ate for a while and you're pretty hungry?
Oh, I'm sure I probably have, you know.
It's usually when I go in the kitchen and make a peanut butter and jelly
something.
Sandwich.
I mean, I always, you know, it's funny. People always will say, oh, there's nothing to eat. There's nothing to eat. Shit. I know I can go in that kitchen and find something to eat. If I'm that fucking hungry,
yeah,
you know, there's something to eat. But if there ain't nothing to eat, then fuck it, starve.
I did a master cleanse one time, a couple times actually, where I didn't eat for 10 days. And I would drink water with syrup and cayenne pepper in it. But for me...
So did you feel any better after you got done doing that?
Well, it was... It was pretty crazy thing to do, but the weirdest thing was going like a whole day without actually tasting any food, you know? Like your whole entire life, you've always put food in your mouth, like, and then go a couple days without doing that. It's kind of a crazy feeling where, you know, and...
Only time I've ever done that, dude, where I probably maybe ran for like 2 days without eating. And if I did eat, I didn't even fucking remember. This is when I was, you know, fucking doing lines.
On a bender. Bender
of milk. Fuck, man. You know, there's too much cocaine. Too much cocaine.
That marching dust.
I didn't fuck with the
ice.
The ice or the crank, man. I had too many good connections with the blow.
Right.
You know.
That's
so,
where it stemmed from.
But, you know, you would... Hey, you know, as soon as you start to think you were getting hungry, you just did another line, and next thing you know, it was Wednesday.
I was talking to some people who used to do a lot of ice or whatever. You know, I always ask them some questions. So how long have you ever gone without sleeping? People tell me 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah. God. Oh,
I was like, man.
I used to know this person. And he used to get liquid speed.
He used to sell that at the store. So drink,
liquid speed. Well, this store this came from, I'm sure, you know.
Was it a popular thing or was it just a one guy thing?
Oh man, it was probably popular in with the you know, anyone that was doing crank. I mean, but to get it liquid, I've only seen it a couple of times, you know, within. I mean, I knew these people because I was trying to sell them, hey, if you're selling drugs, what do you got for sale? I'll show you what I got for sale. Let's see if we can make a fucking deal, trade, what the fuck?
It's open season.
We're all friends. We're just
We're all friends.
We're all friends. You got a Ford, you got a Chevy, I got a Buick, man. Don't you want to try a Ford for a day? I mean, you know, and that's, you know, some of the people I knew. But the guys, I used to call it marching dust, man. Those guys, you know, they beat to a different drum, you know.
Right.
Yeah, that, fuck. I always see them at the gas stations and liquor stores.
Yeah. The liquor store.
Oh, man, the worst is when they come up to the car.
Yeah.
Get away, cracky.
Really?
Roll the window up.
I don't like when you pull up and someone asks, are you trying to get out of your car? Are you fast?
Yeah, it's just.
I won't even pull out. I'll drive somewhere else. Then when I go to someplace.
I'm pretty, you know, I think
You know another thing about when you find people like those, it's usually in a town, like, you know, somewhere out in the valley or whatever. But when you do pull up to
Yuba
that
city,
yeah,
Yuba.
You, when you do pull up to that city, the gas station, the gas, it fucking takes forever. One of those old pieces of shits that you're just standing there.
Usually
forever.
When you go to those gas stations, listen to this one. You just put your cap back on and drive away.
Yeah, if you go through Stockton, huh?
It could happen in Stockton. That's another piece of shit of town. Fucking Stockton. Oh, my God, man. I mean, I drove through Stockton for 3 summers, just the summertime. And that back over in the back way through where the fairgrounds are. Oh, man. I mean, it was an interesting part of town.
We wouldn't know what you're talking about, but...
Well, this isn't, I tell you what, this part of Stockton where the fairgrounds are is sort of like parts of Oakland.
So when you in your younger day, your youth,
your heyday,
what was the bad part of Oakland?
Oh, it was
certain parts were a little more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were.
What
you
street?
Went down by Climb.
You know, Oakland's our number one listeners. There's a city that we have the most listeners.
McClymans.
For real? We talk so much shit about them. We're so sorry.
They're our loyal listeners, man. Yeah. Oakland.
I grew up there, too, man. I mean, fuck.
I go to A's games.
I love Oakland? I love them, but I also love talking about them.
It's true.
You know, but McClymans.
What the fuck is McClymans?
That's McClymans High School.
That was a bad part of town, the high school?
Well, that was when you got to Broadway.
We're talking from the west side, from the east
downtown
side.
Downtown Oakland, I guess you'd say. McClymans was downtown Oakland. And what was the other? There was another high school.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Fremont.
Ooh, Fremont's our second city,
you know,
listeners.
And
nice.
In 1961, I grew up on 35th Ave since, maybe 2 or 3, something like that. But
that's on the east side.
That's, yeah.
Right?
I guess they called it east.
I don't know exactly, but I thought the avenues were on the east side.
I don't know. I just know one thing. The avenues are a little bit sweeter back then than the streets.
Right.
You know.
So one time I was playing in with my tournament softball team, and we had people from a bunch of different cities, you know, and we'd go to Reno or somewhere, and I was picking up my buddy. He lived in Oakland, and he sent me the address, and he told me, I think it was 32nd Ave, right?
Yeah.
But when I put the thing in my GPS, and this was before the GPS were super smart.
Did it ask you if you were sure that's where you wanted to go?
I put in 32nd Street. Oh. Mm. So I went to West Oakland.
Yeah.
And I pulled over, and I'm looking for this guy's house, and I'm driving in circles, and everybody's hanging out outside. And we look like a sore dick in like probably like a Mustang
sticking,
with like two white dudes that are bald. And I called my buddy and we were talking shit like, where does this motherfucker live?
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me? Oh, fuck. And I called him. He's all, did you put street and not avenue? Yeah, you in the wrong spot. You might want to get out of there a little quicker.
Pretty soon.
They think you're either a cop or you're looking for coke.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the
man.
Streets were always the, you know, they're, I want to say this had to been maybe on right around 23rd, maybe 23rd, 30th, and it was called Jingo Town.
Ooh.
And that's where all the Portuguese live. It's funny how, hey, listen,
pork and
man,
cheese.
You know, the blacks live here, the white guy lives here, the Asian dude lives here, the Mexican dude lives here.
Just like New York.
Yeah, and the Portuguese guy, where they lived in Oakland, was called Jingo Town.
So, Tom,
We finally got our first listener to send us a voice message. He's got a question for you.
Fuck, well, let's hear it out there. What the fuck do you got to say?
Oh, yeah. This is the Macho Man Randy Savage calling from the Pearly Gates, brother. Yeah, freak out, Tom. What I want to know is, who is your favorite professional wrestler of all time, brother? Tell me who and tell me why. And if you don't pick the Macho Man, well, let me tell you what, brother. I'm going to turn into one of those orbs, yeah. And I'm going to pull it around your house. Dig it.
Shit. Can you dig it, sucker? Shit.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Hey, from
that's
the Pearly cool. Gates, Macho Man yeah, sending his freaking voice.
You sure
message.
You're from the Pearly Gates? Fuck. I think some of that shit you did, man. I'd be checking your ass if you had a tail.
You think he pulled an Elvis and faked his death?
Oh, I don't know, man, you know.
So what do you think, man? His question was,
who's the favorite wrestler? Well, I must say, when I was a kid, my favorite wrestler was Edouard Carpentier.
How about that?
Really, just to remember that fucking name.
I couldn't.
You know?
I couldn't spell it.
He was like a Bay Area wrestler, you know.
And what was his thing?
He was the champion. You know, Edouard, man, he was a bad motherfucker. You know what it was, dude? This motherfucker danced around like a ballet dude, you know, like, and whip your ass.
He do ballerina shit?
Well, not ballerina, but, you know, he was just, say, light on his feet. But that's when I was a kid, I mean, watching him. And then as times went on, you know, I think one of the baddest dudes was Kevin Nash.
Kevin Nash.
NWO.
Big Diesel. Yeah.
And Too Sweet.
That's right.
Ooh. Too Sweet, man. He was a bad motherfucker.
He was a big boy.
He was. And there was another guy. Oh, God, I can't think of his name right now. But that was tough. I mean, you can't take anything away from Andre, you know.
What about Macho Man? He's the listener of the show, dude.
Fuck Macho Man, you don't make it. You know? You had a cool looking old lady that got away from you. Elizabeth.
What happened? He didn't keep her?
Fuck, you know what? Sometimes when you have a nice car, you need another car that's a little bit nicer. And then you sort of get rid of that of the car.
Ooh.
You know, shit.
So I got another question for our listeners. Send us a voice message on who you think, what movie do you think was the best sports movie?
Oh man, that's so odd.
Well, what about you Tom? One of your favorite sports movies?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. I still say Major League for baseball.
Major League. Yeah. Fucking funny. Rookie of the Year.
The Goon. Yeah. Any Given Sunday.
That was good.
Any Given Sunday was cool.
You know, it's sports.
They call me Willie Beeman. And all the ladies, I keep them creaming. And all my fans, I keep them screaming.
He's dope, Willie Beeman.
I liked the one, what was that, Billy Bob Thornton was the coach.
Oh,
Hot August Nights.
No.
Yeah. Was that?
No, it was
Friday Night Lights. No.
Friday Night Lights, yeah.
Are you sure it was that one?
Yeah.
Or not Varsity Blues.
Varsity right? Blues, I like that one, yeah.
No, Friday Night Lights was...
That was good.
Billy Bob.
Billy Bob was in Varsity Blues, too.
Yeah.
He had a pig.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep.
1900 concussions.
So that's it for the listeners.
Hey, my favorite sports movie, Waterboy.
Hey,
I got a wooden spoon. She showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
What
part of the snake are we going to be eating? Well, snakes don't really have pots, you see. But if I was going to say anything, I'd say it's his knee. Great. What are we be having for dessert? Squirrel. Excellent.
I like that fucking snake had that fucking apple in his mouth.
Right.
You know.
Mama also told me not to get a tattoo of Roy Orbison. But Mama don't know, won't hurt her. Pulls down his shorts, a tattoo of Roy Orbison on his ass.
With the glasses.
Right. That was a good movie, though.
You know, almost every Adam Sandler movie was pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I mean, you could throw in Happy Gilmore as one of the best sports movies.
What's the one who is the devil?
Oh, Little Nicky.
Little Nicky, yeah.
My name's Nicky. Nicky. Can I wash my winky in your kitchen sinky?
Oh, man.
Cash it. My face is like this because my brother hit me in the face with a shovel. The fucking demon that had tits on his head.
Yeah.
Hey, tit head. Oh, man. Popeye's chicken is the she's name.
Adam Sandler was pretty funny. That was when, especially when they get ready to fight it off at the end, you know.
So one of his movies that really didn't get, it's got more of a cult following. It's not really one of his like Happy Gilmore or like one of those big movies, but I thought it was pretty fucking great.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome. Just like Jack and Jill.
Nah, man, Jack and I couldn't get through the first, like, right when they put them together, I was like, dude, this is just too much for me.
But Happy Gilmore qualifies as a sports movie. That was a golf movie.
Yeah, it was golf.
Technically, some a little form. Bit of hockey, too.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. You can't be as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
You better can it, Bobby. Hey, I love you, and let's make a deal. It's the Price is Right, Happy. Let's just play some golf.
Hey, you just hit that guy.
He shouldn't have been standing there.
400 yards away.
Right? Hey, you know the Mista lady? I think I killed her.
Ben Stiller was in that too.
Right? Yeah. We're just enjoying some arts and crafts time. Grandma's quite the quilter. Dude, you know Josh, right? Josh that used to come over here and do the podcast a couple times. Me, him, and his brother, we used to go practice like baseball. Josh was a catcher and I was a pitcher. So he'd live right by a middle school that used to play baseball.
He was a catcher?
Yeah. So we would call like hotels, and I would try to rent a room for my grandmother, and that was the whole thing. I would be like, you know, do you guys have any arts and crafts time there? Because I got my grandmother coming, and she's quite the quilter.
Man.
They'd be like, well, no, we don't have any arts and crafts time, but you're welcome to knit in your room.
That's funny. Time out. Tell it to us, Dave. What fucking time is it on the East Coast?
Well, in Florida time. So we got a Florida man who got tired of waiting at a hospital, and he steals an ambulance and then drives home.
Shit. We got the siren. Get you home quick.
What about this? Florida man steals a BMW after he's told he can't buy it with food stamps.
I thought that was money. You know, shit.
Isn't it just money in a different form? Isn't it just money in a different form?
Yeah, just don't have Georgia or Hamilton on. Probably the fucking state of Florida. You know, a crack pipe.
And what about this? Florida man admits to killing goat and drinking its blood for pagan sacrifice, would still like to be senator.
Sounds like he enjoys Valentine's Day.
Something. I don't know. I need to see his rules.
I mean, he got all kinds of weird people running for senators and things
man.
Like that.
I'll tell you, it's crazy. It's so crazy that... Boogeyman! The fuck you think about somebody there in Florida, man, you know? Is that a crazy fucking place? I mean, and that's where they got Disney World. You know, what's going on in that place?
I wonder what kind of people they got working there.
Oh,
fuck. Carnies?
Yeah, you want to ride the ride? You know? I mean, they're all dressed up like, and they're all dressed up. I mean, you know, hey, mommy, Mickey Mouse was touching me. Mickey Mouse? Yeah, you should have saw what he did to mommy. Shit. I mean, is it open season in Florida?
Sounds like it is all the time. Sounds like it is all the time.
But Detroit's worse.
Well, they just rather rob you. You know, what the fuck? We ain't got time to fuck around. We're just gonna, what do you got in your, what's in your wallet? Yeah, what's in your wallet, little boy? Shit. You'd have to be a fool to drive around there. I mean, what the fuck you want to see anyway? You know, an abandoned city or...
It's pretty much.
Yeah. Like you know, when I went to downtown Kansas City, this was a few years back.
The Arapahoe Tribe?
With the Arapahoe. You know, the main bank has, it's an Indian on a horse, you know. I said, that fucking Arapahoe, you know. They didn't have, I think it was a sister bank of Bank of America. But it was a trip to some fucking Indian on a horse. You know, and, but the downtown area in Kansas City, and I'll bet you it's probably pretty much the same way. It was a fucking ghetto. I'd walk through this ghetto every morning for about 2 miles. You know, to go to this Grand Art studio. And as you got closer to Grand Art, the town sort of changed. I mean, I was staying right by the highway. It's like a loop, driving a circle around Kansas City. And it's just weird the way it's set up. But I had a good time there, though, man. Shit. Took pot back. Met some interesting people.
Some Coors.
That was another time. This is when I went back to Grand Arts with my daughter. You know, I just sort of straightened up and fly right. You know.
Yeah.
They were, you know, part of Austin Press. You know, but shit.
Hey, AustinPress.com.
Don't be a fool.
They got some amazing things. Some
candles and cards.
Oh, shit, man. They got...
On the back of that card?
You didn't get to say fucking Hallmark. Fuck, I'll tell you that.
It won't. I mean, it's something that if you have a... It's a lady, more of a lady thing. You know, if you want a, your mom, your girlfriend, your mother...
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, I was gonna call him, hey... Motherfucker, you out there.
The rest of the people in heaven.
You can write an IOU on one of those cards and put it in a little plate. You know, and, hey, that's an IOU. 170,000. Might want to keep that one.
Really? Can I borrow some more money?
IOU.
But the cards are really unique. And you, if you go there, you get 10% off. If you spend over $75, you get free shipping.
Use our promo code, Boogie.
And you'll get something extra, too.
The 10% off and the extra.
Real deal Holyfield.
No Hallmark.
I'm telling you, thank you.